I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect weekend hiking trip or the perfect sunset. We cannot promise you'll make a new friend on the trail. It's certainly possible. We just can't guarantee it. And you probably shouldn't force it. But we can promise you this. With over 4,200 hotels worldwide, you can find a warm welcome and a comfortable room right on the way to where you're going. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, there are some mashups that work. There are some mashups that you hear and you sort of listen to them like a dog that hears a high pitch, right? This is one of those.
So this has gone viral, and I think it's a banger. I think this could be a new, like, Christmas song for the ages. Like Mariah Carey, Take a Step Back.
Wow.
This is what we're going to be listening to, and this is what's going to top the charts.
All right. Tell them what the two songs are that are being meshed together here, because it won't make sense to you in your head till you hear it.
This is from at There I Ruined It, okay, who is notorious for ruining songs. But this is not ruined. This is the piece de resistance of Christmas songs. They have taken Apple Bottom Jeans with Drummer Boy, and have created the Apple Bottom Drummer Boy.
Apple Bottom Jeans, boots with a fur.
Turn it up, Tommy.
The whole club was looking at her. She hit the floor. The next thing you know,
Right? Uh-huh. No. Oh, is that all?
Huh?
Is that it? That's all they gave us?
That's all they gave us?
Dang it.
I just started liking it. I'm about to turn up in here.
There I ruined it. It's lazy.
Can we hear it one more time, please?
Apple bottom jeans, boots with a fur. The whole club was looking at her. Next thing you know,
Mo.
Uh-huh.
Shawty got low.
What she did?
Low.
Hey.
Low.
Hey.
Low.
All right. I have a question.
That will be stuck in your head all day long.
I have a question. So tonight, I am DJing the town of Brookhaven's Christmas tree lighting.
Yes.
I throw that in the mix.
Yes, for sure.
I used to live in Brookhaven, and I can tell you, this is no little thing, dude. That place will be packed.
I'm doing this for Yvonne Monet Events. I hope she doesn't kill me, but I gotta play that.
You must video the reaction of the people there. You must. And we have to use that tomorrow.
Please, I'll do it.
So Abby has learned an interesting question. As somebody that's a little bit on the socially awkward side, that's what she says about herself.
Have you ever hung out with her?
It's hard to not be socially awkward when you're pulling your pants down in studio.
That's Kristen.
I do not find you socially awkward, actually, in the times we have hung out.
Oh, you don't?
I have not.
That is such a compliment because I have always really struggled with social anxiety. And so it's so bizarre to me that of all people, I have decided to start this social club with, which if you haven't heard yet, I started a girls group on Facebook where single or married or whoever, all women throughout Atlanta can get together and hang out. And last week, I found myself talking to some of the cows instead of the people at our girls event. So,
wait, what?
What?
How did cows get invited to your girl event?
Were they on the guest list?
So I went to Painted Horse Winery for this big axe throwing event that we had. It was so fun. It's up in Alpharetta. If you've never been to Painted Horse Winery, it's absolutely stunning. And
but again, before you even go on, I don't know how, and I'm not sure who OK's business license is, but when they were presented with axe throwing and alcohol, how they said, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, like let's hand a bunch of axes to a bunch of random strangers. What could go wrong? Nothing's going to bring the girlies together quite like you know, some dangerous weapons. But we had all, it was such a cool event. We had all these sponsors, which by the way, I got to make an apology because I literally forgot one last week, which is so rude when people literally donate free things for you. So shout out to Bomb Bakes. They also brought these delicious little snacks for us, these cake pops. I'm bringing them to the Christmas party so y'all will get to experience them. And then Moving Target ATL set up this really cool like axe thing. So that kind of helped break the ice. Like you get a little competitive, you get an axe in your hand, you're starting to get all that anger out, you know, with the holiday season because a lot's going on. But as somebody who has social anxiety and is someone who's a little bit of an introvert, there are moments where you're kind of like, I got to take a step back from the axes, from the people, and just plug yourself back in so you can get back into the room and, you know, bring the social game back. So I find a break in one of my conversations with one of the girls I was having a conversation with, and I'm like, I'm just going to go over here, just over to the side real quick. And so I sneak behind the big axe throwing thing because there was some there were some chickens behind there. I'm like, I'm just going to say hi to the chickens and I'm just going to say hi.
And chickens.
Say hi to all
and
the
axes. Oh,
and
my.
Axes.
Yeah. It's like half winery, half farm. So I go to the chicken coop and these are, you would think chickens are like kind of crazy. These were the chillest freaking chickens I have ever come across. I don't know if they're feeding them wine there because it's not a winery, but they were like just chilling on the little fence part, the top of the fence.
This is almost cruel for the chickens right there as they're watching the axes being thrown, wondering like if somebody gets really drunk and this thing goes side left, one of them is losing a head.
One of them is becoming dinner. So I'm like saying hi to the chickens. I'm like, what's up, chickens? How you doing? And then I notice to the left of the chickens, do you really think I'm not socially awkward now? me talking about chickens. And then I go to the other side of the coop and there's some cows. And these were the cutest freaking cows. They're like brown. They had these big eyes. And I decided to just trot on over there. And in the pasture, if you will, I noticed that one of the cows is making direct eye contact.
Speaking
at me.
To your soul.
I think it might have been cow telepathy. And so I don't know if it was the red wine.
Oh, wait,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think we can say yes.
Or just the fact that I'm like, oh, I don't have to talk to a human. That just like made me want to crouch down and have a moment with this cow. Uh-huh. But I remembered earlier in the day on Facebook, I had seen this article about how cows can have best friends. Mm-hmm. And so I thought like, oh my gosh, I'm having like a moment like making new best friends. Like, let me talk to this cow about like where its best friend is. So I'm chatting with the cow. I'm like, where's your bestie? Like, do you miss them? Or is this your bestie? What's their name?
I've been there before, but that's a different level. Like animal talking drunk is different level. I've done that with my dogs and fell in asleep in their crate. That's how, while we were having a conversation.
I don't know what they're slipping in that wine, but it made me feel some feelings for this cow. And so as I'm like mid-conversation with my new cow bestie, these girls I've been having a conversation with earlier come around the corner and just the look of pure horror on their face. They're like, Abby from the Burt Show is having a conversation with this animal.
Oh, I think it's so endearing and cute that you are like having a moment with it. I mean, it's another like heartbeat, like it's a living thing.
That's nice. I think it's a little pathetic.
I also think it's pathetic. Yeah, for sure.
I was like, I don't know how to explain to these people that I just ditched all these really cool new fun friends that I just made to have a conversation about a Facebook article.
And you invited them.
Right.
And ignored them for the count.
How many will actually show up to the next one? That's going to be the real telling sign.
God willing, at least one.
But so if they want to sign up and be part of the madness next time,
yes.
Where do they go?
Go to my Instagram at the Abby Murphy. It's linked to my bio. I think we're doing a pole dancing class next.
Oh,
though.
Damn.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Poles are fun.
Turn it up.
Pole dancing and then maybe brunch.
Super fun. All right. Again, at thebirdshow.com.
Hey, The Bird Show.